1269 to join the conversation. Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation. VOIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system. There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello?
Hello? Did someone just join?
That must be the open VoIP room.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Now I hear open VoIP.
Hello? Welcome to VOIP 929-299-1269.
This is Junkman.
I hear the same background music that noises that I hear in the room I'm standing in. Where am I connected?
This is SDF VoIP.
Oh, it's the SDF bridge. All right. There must be other people on the bridge.
Hello
from the Vintage Computer Festival Midwest.
Hello.
Hello. Hello from VCF
Hi.
Midwest. I'm standing at the SDF.org display table.
Oh, was there a random phone there that you picked up?
Jazmez handed it to me as I walked by.
Oh, he does that.
Here I am. Okay, he's coming back. Here you are.
I got my red rotary.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jazmez.
This is Junkman.
Hey, Junkman.
Lots of
how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a little unpredictable, I don't know, the last hour that I've tried.
I gave up and just called in on the PSDN number.
Okay, well, I'm on the VoIP line right now, but it seems to be going up and down at times and will occasionally dump us. But,
yeah.
I don't know, we'll hang in there and see how far we can get.
Maybe the system's being overloaded with all the listeners.
Yeah, it probably is the case.
Snowdusk says it was a peak of 30 listeners.
Interesting.
Is that not usually the case? Is it usually less?
He has a good number of listeners, but I'm not sure. It's quite that high most of the time. I think it's probably kind of in the low 20s and maybe a little larger from time to time. But I don't know. I really don't really track that, so that's just a guess.
You're at a vintage computer fair, Jazzmath?
Yes, the Vintage Computer Festival Midwest.
Oh, cool. Right on.
It's still going on, or are you just hanging out?
There's still people kind of coming and going, and I'm kind of hanging out, and people are hanging out. I think the website says until midnight, but I think I might have heard an announcement saying that they might close the hall earlier than that and send us to the lounge and lobby. But we shall see.
What time did it open?
9 a.m.
Well, that's a long day for the exhibitors.
Yeah, for the organizers and the exhibitors, yeah.
Is it just one day, or is it 2 days?
It's two, but tomorrow won't be as long. It's only scheduled till about 3 p.m., so it'll start at 9 and go to 3 p.m., and this is Central Daylight Time.
Okay.
To VOIP 929-299-1269.
Well, it looks like there might be evidence that the talks are, in fact, over for the night, which they were scheduled to end at 9. Because I can see the person that, the volunteer that's been acting as videographer standing at the far end of the hallway. I may not stay until the close of Open VoIP at 0300 hours UTC. I may go and track down a couple friends and go out to dinner, but we'll see.
Fun. What's the weather like there in Chicago?
It was actually fairly nice today. It started off cool in the morning and got kind of comfortably warm this afternoon. I'm not sure what it's like right now. I haven't been outside for, since the sunset, so my guess is it's probably going to cool off. That seems to be the trend lately.
Yeah. Pretty soon it'll be snowing.
What was that?
I said pretty soon it'll be snowing.
Yeah. Might be tomorrow, knowing our luck.
Yeah. You could have told me it was snowing today and I would have believed you.
Yeah, the winter, as I've heard or as I've read, can get pretty brutal in Chicago.
Yeah, it can at times. Sometimes not as much snow as it is bitter cold. But occasionally we'll get a good blizzard every now and then as well.
I go out there for training sometimes in January, like February.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
I thought I knew cold until I went out there.
What kind of training do you do, like military training?
No, just stuff for work. They have a big training facility out that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's actually not Chicago, Stromberg or whatever the name of the town is.
The U.S. Army, the folks that are stationed in Alaska actually go out to New York for their cold weather training, if that tells you anything.
Yeah. No, this is all indoors. It's just this is where the place happens to be for training. And I always go in January because it's the slow time, so...
Yeah, probably if they have to, like, book accommodations for you and things like that, probably cheaper and more rooms available.
Yeah, nobody out there during that time.
Yeah. So like, yeah, who wants to come on vacation in Chicago in January or February? No one.
Yeah. I remember one time I went out there with, like, wind chill was, like, negative, like, something ridiculous, like, I've never even heard of, like, negative 30-something.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. My friends are approaching, so they're going to probably ask me about dinner.
Okay, have fun, man.
Okay, so... I may jump on the conference bridge later tonight just to see if anyone else is hanging out. So, have a good night, everyone. If I don't hear from you, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Later.
Okay, bye.
See you later. Well, I guess it's just you and I.
Yeah. I think I'm going to turn in, actually. It's 10 o'clock here, so.
Does this go on for the next 50 minutes?
Yeah, it stays connected to the Anon radio till 11. The bridge never shuts off. It's always here.
Oh, okay.
See if it's still going. Hello? Yeah, it's still going.
There are 3 other parties in this conference.
OOIP 929.
Hello, is this Domino's Pizza?
Yeah, what'd you like?
Can I get a mushroom and pepperoni pizza?
Yeah. What else?
And can I get that supersized?
Okay.
And a side of anchovies.
Gotcha. $21.75. It's not there in 20 minutes. It's free.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a nice day. He's not going to get his pizza.
Sir, we were just joking. There is no Domino's pizza here.
Gonna starve.
I'm not a big fan of Domino's pizza overall. They're okay.
I can't imagine there's many up there in Chicago.
There are 3 other parties in this conference.
I like Papa John's because they have the garlic sauce.
Hey, is this Domino's?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to cancel my pizza order.
Okay.
It's the one with the side of anchovies.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you please cancel that?
Gotcha.
Very much thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Are we on a 3-way call with Domino's?
Pretty groovy.
closes Domino's?
Yes. What would you like?
Domino's?
Yes.
Oh, wait. I hit redial. Sorry.
No problem. I think he has a phone set up the hotline here.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that this is perhaps a legitimate Domino's phone call.
What would you order and then cancel it, though?
That's true.
I think we're coming out the radio there, too. Maybe he's playing a joke on us.
Yeah, that could very well be.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello, is this Papa John's?
Speaking, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to order 500 large pizzas with extra cheese and anchovy on the sides for all of them.
Okay. Your credit card handy?
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
These are MasterCard. We do not take Discover.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Hold on. All right. Let's see what I got here. Okay. All right. It's 502.
Is this an American Express?
No.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
It's an American Bank of... Is that okay? Okay.
Is that Visa or MasterCard? Is that a Visa or MasterCard logo?
It has both.
Okay, go ahead.
527805052033-7014.
Sir, you seem to have missed a digit. Could you please repeat that?
Fuck. One. You know what? I want to cancel my order. Who the hell is that? No, I'm trying to read Papa Murphy's.
Maybe it was somebody calling the. You think somebody was calling? No, it had to have come from the table there.
I think it was from the table.
Oh, okay. He thought it was a courtesy phone for the hotel.
VOIP 929-299-1269.
Wow. Or maybe somebody put a post-it note that says Domino's Pizza Hotline.
Ooh, that could be.
All right.
That would be a good idea.
They should have put Jimmy John's hotline. That would have been even cooler.
What's that pizza? Lumonti? Lumonti? Is that pizza place out there?
Louis Minalti's? Yeah, Lou Minalti's, yeah. That's right. Perpadel's.
Illuminati pizza, hotline.
Pizzeria Uno. Bapaghetti's. Eduardo's. Well, that was sad. I mean, I thought, Jasmine is probably really tired and hungry, but I thought that they would have the phone throughout the bridge. The conference VoIP streaming thing since we were all preempted by DJs.
That was it's a long day for exhibitors.
It is a long day. Yeah, I know. They have to rest. They have to eat. They got to go to Domino's.
All this pizza talk, I think I'm going to make a pizza.
Go make a pizza. I was just calling in to put chatter on the line. Cyber chatter.
There you go.
There you go.
You want to order Domino's food.
All this pizza talk is probably going to make me order an actual pizza where I am.
You have to look up the real number for Domino's because the one you're on is not it.
Yeah. Certainly not.
Yeah, like I said, I think I'm gonna check out. So it's good talking to you, man.
Hello and welcome.
All right,
it
see you later.
It is now time for SDFO to VOIP. Please dial 929-299-1269 to join the conversation.
Hello?
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hi.
Oh, is this Eduardo's Pizza?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Are there two other parties in this conference?
Other parties in this conference.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, developer here. Hey, what's going on, developer? This is Eagle 20.
Hey. Oh, not much. Just figured I'd dial in, try it out. I got in on the PTSN line. I don't have a SIP client installed on my computer right now, so figured I'd give it a try.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you joined. We're just getting kind of spammed with pizza calls right now. I was about to post that in the channel.
Yeah, I heard that. And it's making everybody hungry for pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Getting closer and closer to ordering some Papa John's, I think.
Better than Domino's.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Is that a dumb terminal? Does Snowdesk have it right? That's like a terminal that's dialed into Seattle's TTY. Is that how we're chatting?
So I think there's two different options that I'm aware of. I think one is like a 206 area code, and the other one is like a 9-something area code. And I can't remember which one is which, but one makes you dial the extension, which is 1088. So I'm not sure which one is which. But I think they recently added the area code with a 9 on it, so you wouldn't actually have to put in the area code.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and then the one that we're chatting on now over TTY, not the comm that's set up there, like you guys are tied in. Oh, God, what's it called? I connected. I just SSH'd as a visitor earlier.
VOIP
so I have
comm
up, and then I have your guys' comms that I've never been on before. You know what I mean? You were
the one for Anon Radio?
Yeah, I can see you in Anon Radio, but the other one that SNJ and Junkman are talking on right now, it's the 3B2. Yeah, they're saying 3B2 500. Okay, yeah, SNJ just clarified it. Yeah, I thought, okay, well, this is cool. We're actually chatting on an old vintage computer, and people might walk by and jump in. So SMJ is saying it's the old SDF from 93 to 98, and it's retired. Okay. I get it. That's kind of cool. Every time technology takes a step forward, I take a step back. So pretty soon I'll be just using a dumb terminal over a modem. But
yeah. Hey, man, I'm still playing Skyrim. And the multiplayer game that I played before that was Battlefield 2. So I'm right there with you with old technology, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even tried any of that stuff out since Diablo in, like, 98 or something like that. I remember my friend and I had a dial-up connection, and we're like, well, that work, we can't download that. That's like 50 megs. But he nailed up a connection and left it going all night. And in the morning, I think in the morning or afternoon, we actually had a shareware version of Diablo that we could play. So.
Yeah.
But I haven't messed with computer games much since then. A little bit of chess. That's kind of fun. But never got into it. More into tabletop RPGs.
Like Magic and D&D?
Yeah, more D&D. I actually only played the first edition. I want not the gray box, but what they call first the red books that are advanced D&D, like in the early 80s. And then I haven't played it for years, and then I picked up the current 5th edition Player's Handbook and kind of sat in on some games when I was traveling and didn't play too much, but got a feel for it. Might get back into it. You play any of that?
So I have not played any tabletop games. I may have played it once or twice, but I recently met a friend at a hookah bar, and he is just crazy about these tabletop card games. And I haven't actually got up to meet with him to play anything, but he tells me that he's got more Magic card decks and know what to do with. And that he would offer me some if we ever played. So I'm looking forward to playing that with him. And I'm not sure if you've ever been to a hookah bar, but I personally enjoyed it.
I haven't. No, since that, I've been in Montana since that's been popular and there aren't any here. So.
Oh, okay, Montana, really?
Yep. Yeah, I'm originally from back east, and I'm kind of a city boy from Denver and Tampa and stuff, but I've been here for like 12 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, long story short, Kansas
there
joined the Army.
Three other parties in this conference.
Went forward, did that for about 10 years, and lived in Austin, Texas for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And had some aspirations to move to Montana because they have tremendous rewards for college for veterans specifically.
Oh yeah, yeah, and everybody wants to come here. I think for college it's a year to get residency or something. I know they really are strict with it because everybody wants to move here, so they have to give priority to supposed real residents instead of. There's ways to work it where you can establish residency, go away and come back or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was over in Bozeman for a while, and that's where MSU is. So that's beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It's just really expensive right now.
Oh, it's getting more expensive in Montana?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. The whole western side is just... people from California moving and, you know, buying a, like, $800,000 house, which is a lot here, you know. So, and they're not really building any apartments. There's not much of a middle class. It's kind of the elite ski bums and then the people that clean their toilets and nothing in between. So.
Yeah.
I'm in eastern Montana now, and it's a lot cheaper, so.
Well, I recently found on Zillow.com here in Wichita, Kansas, they had, believe it or not, they had $3.2 million houses, and I was just blown away because in Austin, Texas, that is kind of, it's not normal, but, I mean, it's Austin, Texas.
Yep.
Crying out loud. They have a very high-level economy there. It's really expensive. I rented a house in Austin, Texas for $2,500 per month. And it was in a very, it was a very nice neighborhood, but still, the fact remains that I had to make that amount of money just to live there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way Bozeman is becoming. It's about the same as Denver. And they have a 2% vacancy rent, vacancy on rentals, 2% vacancy rate, I should say, which means they're full. They don't have any rentals. You have to be on a waiting list, and they just collect a background check, you know, application fees, and don't really, you never really get the apartment. So it's
so
beautiful.
High.
Yeah, it's the demand. You know, they got the college, so those people are set, and the landlords know that their semester is paid, and that they're okay with them and roommates and stuff like that. And there's plenty of houses available because they're building a lot of McMansions. But there's like not a lot of just working class housing or just normal people that want to just move there and get a job. They have to pay $800 for some rat hole studio. And where I am now, $800 can get a house. So I'll take that.
Yeah, and here in Wichita, Kansas, you can easily get a mortgage on a house for less than $400 and get a pretty decent one. So,
For how much? $400?
Yeah, $400.
Wow, and it's not like in a bad neighborhood?
No.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, it's really, it's very versatile here in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita is the biggest city in Kansas. Topeka is the capital, but
yeah.
No, it's very low cost living for sure.
I had looked into it when I was moving. I actually went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for a couple months this year, in the spring. Didn't like that and ended up moving back here to Montana. But I was looking at Wichita, but everybody said the weather there is so extreme between
it is
the heat and humidity and then the nasty winters. So you got
it is
two bad seasons of weather.
Well, the funny thing about Wichita is that you experience all four seasons as at the maximum of what those seasons are. So summers are brutally hot. Winters are terribly cold. And springs are wonderful. And falls are wonderful. So you really, I don't know, historically wise, you look at Camp Center, which is Fort Riley, Kansas, which is where the U.S. Army is stationed.
That's artillery, isn't it?
Yep, artillery. Yeah. I was in the artillery brigade. And
I was in the infantry.
Oh, okay. Right on. And when I was stationed, I was actually stationed up at Fort Riley, and the... it's condition or it's Fort Riley sits right there, and below it is Junction City, and right to the right is Manhattan, Kansas.
Yep.
And the wind is so brutal. I've never experienced wind that just cuts your skin. And
wow.
You would have soldiers just running around the barracks or the building and just trying to get away from the wind. So
That
was an experience.
I grew up in Greeley, Colorado, and that's pretty windy. And then Livingston, Montana, I was there for almost about 9 years, and that's one of the windiest cities in the country. But the worst I've experienced is Casper, Wyoming. Because I never felt it with that kind of force where you're walking and you actually have to use some muscle, like, to just walk forward, you know, where it's pushing against you and rattling stuff. You can easily lose a car door, you know, if you just let your car door go open, you're pumping gas or something, it could take it off. I mean, it's bad. Or it can yank your hand, you know, when you go to open it. So you got to, and it's painful. Yeah, that it kicks the dust up right in your eyes. That's, I don't miss that.
Yeah, I've heard of Casper Colorado. I've never been there though.
It's okay. I don't know. It's not really that great. I looked at it. I kind of like Wyoming in some ways, but they have sales tax there, and we don't have sales tax here. But they don't have state income tax, and we have state income tax. So it doesn't really even out, I don't think. Everybody that I've talked to says they'd rather not have sales tax. So that is nice. You buy something, whatever it is, $10 is $10, you know.
Yeah. I may have gotten confused with the states that I was talking about earlier. I can't remember if it's Montana or Wyoming with the college tuition thing. It may have been Wyoming that I was thinking of. But Wyoming's just right above Colorado, right?
Yep. You've got to, yep, straight up. Like, I grew up in Greeley, Colorado, which is halfway between Denver and Cheyenne, Wyoming, 60 miles either way. So
okay,
Cheyenne
yeah.
is the southernmost city, and then it goes, Casper's a little bit north. And then you don't have anything for a while until you get to, what is it, Buffalo, Sheridan, Gillette. So that's kind
of okay.
A lot of oil, stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, there's just not much there. That's the thing. If you've got to secure a job, like there's work, but you know it's just so sparsely populated that it's precarious. You know, I almost moved to Sheridan, Wyoming once. It's just so beautiful, but I thought, man, if I sink everything into here, it's like you're going to get, and then if you get a job, you've got to cling to it. And then your boss kind of knows that. I kind of like a place where, with a little bit of competition where they treat you a little better because they know that you could walk across the street and get another job. That's nice.
Yeah.
Some places that are smaller, you don't have that option.
That's historically where I've always been. I've always been in these environments where highly competitive, and it's good, but it's just for me personally, it was just a little overwhelming. I lived on the East Coast in DC, and it was overwhelming. And then I went to Texas, and it was the same thing, Austin, Texas, just overwhelming competition, and I personally just didn't like it. I just wanted to be left alone, pretty much. I just want to have it all figured out and done with and not have to worry about all these extra factors, but that's just not the reality that we live in, I guess.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, whatever I'm in one, I fantasize about the other, kind of. I found myself doing that where if I'm in the middle of nowhere, I'm like, I miss the city and the stuff to do. And then if I'm in the city, I just want to get away from it all. So,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe small town is the best of both worlds. And you know, it sounds
Hello,
weird, but I kind of go for
it
the feeling.
It is now time for
SDFO like, it feels
VOIP.
Right, or it doesn't feel right. I went to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for a couple months, and it was totally practical. And I got a job immediately. And I used to be in electronics, and I got back into that. Pretty good pay, and gotten an okay apartment and stuff. Just didn't feel right. Logically, though, on paper, statistics, everything else. So I kind of talked myself into it. But somebody on one of these forums online, they said, "What do you like better, Rapid City, you know, which is, it's in the Black Hills and it's beautiful. South Dakota or Sioux Falls. And the guy said, well, in my head I should go to Sioux Falls, but in my heart I like Rapid City. And that's exactly the way I am. It's like I like nature and beauty and animals and mountains and trees and all that. But, you know, you can't, it doesn't pay the rent. So you got,
exactly.
You can't eat the scenery. So I ended up going to Sioux Falls, but I get it. I get the idea of you can be a nut and follow your bliss and end up broke in some small mountain resort town, you know, so you have to be careful.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm just in that state of mind where I personally don't have to worry about income or a job per se. Just because of my circumstances, I'm disabled, and I have a pretty good income. It's just finding the right small town place, and I guess that's where Wichita comes into place. Just because I don't have to worry as much, you know, with mortgages like $400 per month, so. That's just kind of where I come from. It's just the circumstances of the military, basically.
Are you out now?
Yeah.
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 But that's how you ended up there.
Yeah. So I got retired, from the military, and, I'm very grateful. So,
yep.
I don't have to worry about a job as much as everyone else does. Otherwise, it'd be completely different. But that's just kind of where I come from.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, you can. If you really have to make it work, you can. Like when I moved to Montana, the town I moved to was Livingston, and it was only 8,000 people. And I was in a motel for the week, and then I found the last apartment in town, like literally the last apartment available, because it was June, and it was back before the recession, around, well, it's 2007, so right before the recession. And I got the last apartment because all these Eastern European girls would come from Poland and stuff like that. And they'd work in all the motels because it's like 50 miles from Yellowstone National Park. So there's a lot of tourists there. And they come and they get like four people in a room and they rent these places by the month. So this lady said, yeah, I got an apartment, but it's literally like the last one and other people are coming to look at it. And she said, I'm not just saying that. And I went there and I looked at it and it seemed right. And I pulled out the cash and said, let's do this. And then I'm like, okay, now that I've done this, I better find a job like in a week. And I found a job by the end of the week. This lady wasn't calling me back, and I went in on Thursday, and I said, well, did you make a decision? And she said, yeah, I decided to hire you. I was like, oh, good. Were you going to tell me? You know, like I was on pins and needles, like, crap, I applied everywhere, and I'm going to have to drive 23 miles to Bozeman, which is over mountain passes and stuff. So, but it ended up working out. So I think if you really, and in your case, yeah, you seem pretty flexible. Like you don't really have to have it work right away. So you got a little bit more wiggle room.
Yeah.
But do you think you'll stay in Wichita?
You know, I don't know.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penmic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
I don't know. Things aren't working out too well between my wife. So I really want to go to Colorado, mainly because it's legalized marijuana specifically. And it just tremendously helps out with my disabilities. Not to, you know, TMI
and I apologize for that. But that's just the nature of what's going on with me. And I haven't really found any medication that does what marijuana does for me. So it's all wrapped up into this legal predicament of, you know, what works and what doesn't and what's legal and what's not. So that's just kind of where I'm at.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hello.
You still there?
Yeah. I either I dropped it or I got dropped.
Oh, you're fine.
Not sure. So. Anyway, you were saying something about going to Colorado for what?
For the legalization of marijuana.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for me personally, that's one of the biggest helpers that I found for my disabilities.
Sure.
You said you were in infantry. I was in artillery. I did 3 tours.
Yep.
And so... that's just kind of where I'm at.
It's good to not have to look over your shoulder. I mean, in a lot of states they have medical, and then they have pretty lenient. I don't know, but yeah, it's straight up legal there, and it's Colorado, so it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I want to remember it like it was. I've heard it's gotten so crowded. You know, depending where you go, not the whole state, but Denver.
Yeah.
I left Denver in 91, but that was back when crime was going up. It was right after, kind of during, a lot of more gang activity on Capitol Hill.
1269.
I don't think it's quite like that now, but nobody has to go to Capitol Hill, though. That's the thing. I did. I was like, either I live in Denver, and I thought I could move to the suburbs. I could move to Westminster or Arvada or some Thornton or something. But then I thought, I was in my 20s, you know, and I thought, well, I could live in the suburbs anywhere. So I ended up moving to Florida because my sister lived in the suburbs in Florida in a nice house with a pool and stuff. So I thought I'd check that out, and it was a good idea at the time. So I needed a big change.
Yeah.
I was bartending and you know, drinking and all this stuff, and I was just like, you know what, I need the exact opposite of this whole scene. So I kind of want to remember it like it was, but I'm really curious to see what it's like. And the marijuana thing, too, would be pretty interesting, just because when I was there, it was such a hassle, you know, but now to be able to just walk into a store, I think it'd be kind of interesting to see what it's all about. And it's not that far. I'm like, 12 hours, I think, 12 hour drive, about a solid day's drive. So,
yeah, well, I have some family here. They specifically drive to Colorado just to get their marijuana.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's about an 8-9 hour drive at least. I don't know specifically why they're using it. I just know that they just need it. For me, it's for PTSD and also TBI that I have.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penmic with open mic. Anyone can stream.
With the VA, where the VA doesn't like it, you know, when I pop hot on a freaking UA test because I have all these other medications. But, I mean, that's in a nutshell what it is. I think that... you know, personally, I think marijuana should be legal across all the states.
Oh, yeah. And it's silly for them to even be worrying about that with everything else going on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's retarded. It's like, isn't it legal in like 24 states now? Not legal, but in one way or another, I think. Between medical and like Maine, I think you can actually grow plants. Here we have, it might be a ballot in 2020 again. They had medical and they still have it, but then they got really strict about it. And I don't like the medical, actually. I mean, I guess it's better than nothing, but it seems like such a scam where you have to go and say you have this illness or whatever, and then they can grant it or not, and then, like, you pay this money, and then the government gets half. It's like extortion. And it's the same, I guess, in Colorado, they have a big tax, you know, for it. It's still probably a pretty good deal and everything, but... But if you sell it on the street, you're not supposed to do that. So it's almost like the mafia, you know. When you really think about it, they're protected. Like they're protected by armed thugs, by the cops, and saying, yeah, only these people are allowed to sell it. But if you sell it on the street, out in front of the store, we'll crack your head. And it's strange. It's like that doesn't sound like it's legal. But I think they kind of look the other way, at least for possession and stuff like that. So I lived there, it was a $50 fine for anything under an ounce. So the whole time, all through the 80s in Colorado, you know, when I heard it was legal, I thought, well, it really wasn't illegal before. Of course, it was illegal if you were selling it. You were taking a heck of a risk. But as just a consumer for $50, you know, oh, well, it's a misdemeanor. It's like a traffic ticket for if you ever get caught, and your chances of getting caught are pretty slim. So.
Yeah, and, you know, something interesting about kind of the legality is I was living out east in D.C., Washington, D.C., and it's legal to grow 6 plants by yourself per individual. I can't remember if it's per individual or per household, but it is completely legal. It's just not legal to sell it, and it's not legal to obtain it, but it is legal to grow it. So I thought that was always pretty interesting.
If you grow it, you can possess it then, right, and smoke it. I mean, like,
that's
you could
true.
You could have an ounce, right? But only if you were growing it?
Only if you were growing it.
That's kind of cool in a way. I mean, it should be legal, of course, but you know what I mean? It's kind of the way it should be. Well, I grew something. It's natural, so you can't tell me I can't have it. It gets rid of, like, you know, dealers and gangs or any
vote
kind of violence or anything involved.
Money laundering,
all that crap. Kind of goes out the window. So.
Yeah, and they had this guy who loopholed his way through the whole system out there, where he did not ever sell anything. He just accepted donations. So he accepted donations, and then someone around the corner would give you your product, and it's completely legal.
Mm-hmm.
So they figured out how to, I mean, if you look down the street, there's this iconic street, I can't remember what it's called, but it looks directly at the White House.
Oh, Pennsylvania Avenue?
I think so. And on this street, there are strip clubs.
Attention on radio listeners.
There are
coming
bars.
Up at 0300 hours UTC is a Penmic with open mic.
Like
anyone
American
can stream.
Readily available to you. And I just remember being blown away seeing all this stuff. You know, I drove, I don't even know, maybe 6 blocks away from the White House, and there were people on the corner, you know, that looked like they were selling whatever you could get. So,
It's not a showcase city like North Korea has.
Yeah.
Or it's just like, this is our capital, and this is what you get. This is America.
Exactly.
Open air drug dealing borders.
Welcome. You know, like, welcome to America. Have a good time. That's how I always took it. Anyway, and I was just a soldier. So I never, you know, entertained any of that stuff, but
that's all I entertained when I was a soldier.
Yeah. And, you know, to each his their own, but man, it was just such a culture shock to just see all that. And then, just going across the whole United States, I mean, I really never lived on the West Coast, but, you know, I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and they just pushed me farther east and east and east until I was in the Middle East. And it was just bizarre, just completely surreal. Just
it is funny how states won't legalize it, though, and it's like Kansas won't, and Florida won't. And you can kind of see why. It's the culture, the politicians or whatever. Montana's supposedly more libertarian, and it's getting more liberal, you know, because of people moving here from California and stuff. But they are in some ways, and in some ways they aren't, you know, depending as far as big government, small government. I laugh every time, like, that it's not legal here, because it is so much, I don't care what you do, just don't tell me what to do. That's the thing. So the fact that we don't have legalized, because you can gamble here, you can, and the gun laws are still not as good as I think they should be, not to get too political, but they're, you know, you can have weapons, open carry, and you can have guns in your car and everything like that. So they're okay that way. But when I first moved here, I said, my sister asked me why I moved here, and I said, well, I can get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go gamble, a hand of blackjack, drink a shot of whiskey, and put a loaded AK-47 on the street, and drive 100 miles an hour, and I haven't broken the law yet. And she said, wow. But really, they have a speed limit here now, so the last one doesn't count. And hopefully you're not too drunk if you drank the shot of whiskey. You know, the shot of whiskey, are you 0.8, 0.08 or whatever? So, but, yeah, that's kind of the attitude out here. So the fact they don't have legalized marijuana is, like, silly. It's just stupid. But it's supposed to be on the ballot for 2020, so. And it could help the economy out quite a bit.
Yeah. No, I totally hear you. The whole, the entire experience of being alive and being in the military and traveling and seeing all these different cultures is just blowing my mind away. Because you go to the Middle East and you're in this completely different culture. And these people, they operate utterly different than anything that mimics your reality. And you come back and you have to readjust, and it just doesn't make any sense. Because you're like, well, over there, they did X, Y, Z, and we had to adjust to it. So it's just, the whole thing is just bizarre.
そろそろこの番組は It is now time for SDF Open Mic Get on the